This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Who's Talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from 3 and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Visit Crown Acura Richmond today and experience 25 years of MDX innovation in motion. Crown Acura Richmond, luxury performance legacy.
At Crown Acura Richmond, you're more than a customer. You're part of our family. Award-winning service and a dedicated team.
Enjoy a stress-free buying experience with transparent pricing, flexible financing, and the confidence of Acura certified service.
For more info, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447. The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services. There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org. Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 17, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Welcome, welcome, all you Wahoos and ACC fans. Big Labor Day show. Frank, Hobbo, and Bobby Call in studio. What a great night.
Woo-hoo! It is. And the happy days are here again. And I have to give you credit, Frank.
Yes.
You indicated that the 12, 13, 14-point spread, whatever it was not nearly enough, that the Hoos would roll to victory, and they did. So.
Well, they had a 35-0 lead at one point. And I can tell you this, it didn't feel like such a big deal in the press box. It felt like, whoa, they can do more. And then Cam Ross decided to say, kick off to me. Yeah, just kick it to me. And he took it to the house. I thought it was 102 yards. His back foot was two full steps back into the end zone.
Well, the Coastal Carolina defenders clearly misjudged his speed because they took a bad angle. Well, he just ran right by him.
But their up men got sealed off. There was a... Bobby Call could have run that thing back.
Now, that's a good point. And we got to get to Antonio Rice and talk. We'll come back to that. Special teams. I know you've complained about special teams before.
We're going to talk about it.
There's right. a lot to complain about.
There's pros and cons. I mean, obviously, Cam Ross is a big deal. All right. Without further ado, good friend and longtime contributor and a former excellent running back for UVA. I think he had... Did you have 3,000 rushing yards?
I don't know if it was that much.
You had a lot.
We don't talk about statistics, you know?
Oh,
but it most certainly wasn't 3,000 yards. But I had a few. I'm very proud of the yards that I gained.
Hold on. You had 2,000 yards.
That's still pretty good.
Yeah,
that's not too shabby.
Instead of 4-year career.
Playing a little fullback, you know.
Antonio, as one who's even older than you, your stats get better as you get older because there are not that many people around who can contradict.
Yes.
Fish. It keeps getting bigger.
Well,
absolutely.
I should have mentioned right off the bat, we are delighted to have Antonio Rice with us. He lives and works up in Charlottesville, and I believe you mentor some football players over the years, and maybe you're still mentoring kids on the team. And listen, I want to give you a high five for that because that takes up a lot of time and a lot of energy. And I know you put your best foot forward all the time. Bobby Call, who's sitting right next to me, does the same.
There's a great mentoring program up there. They're building the football family, really.
Yes.
So the alumni are coming back. You know, we're meeting with these guys, you know, that are currently playing, and You know, guys like Antonio Rice coming back, that is a big deal for these guys that are playing.
You know, what you need is a few former hoops guys to mentor some football players. You know,
well, if we could train them up. If we could find some former basketball alumni that could speak English, I'd be
hey.
I'm just kidding, Linda. Just kidding. All right. So I did see Antonio the other night at the game up in the press box, and he was escorted by his lovely daughter. I forgot her name, but she's
Madeline.
Very attractive young lady. And what is she doing with her life?
Well, first and foremost, it runs in the family. Oh. If she's attractive, hello.
Yeah.
Okay, she looks like her mother. It looks just like her mom.
I was going to say that.
She is going into her junior year at UMass Lowell, where she plays basketball.
Wow.
And so, yeah, she's been a two-year starter. She's quite hopefully she'll start this year. But she's a scrapper. She's
good.
A scrapper. She plays hard. She's a team player. And she's just an outstanding young woman. I'm very, very proud of her.
Well, I could tell that the other night. All right, Antonio, what were your big takeaways from watching Virginia's demolition of Coastal Carolina?
You know, it's interesting. There are several takes. You remember back in the day, so we always talk about the three phases of the game, right? And you know, offense, defense, special teams. And so anytime our special teams would come out there, we'd all hold our breath like, oh, my gosh. You know, to be able to watch that phase of the game take shape was very, very I was very impressed by that. You know, to be able to block a punt, we haven't done that since 2019. To be able to return a kickoff. Our punting was just ridiculous. Talk about flipping the field. And so our special teams, I know this is crazy, our special teams were just hitting on all cylinders, which absolutely helped with the outcome of the game. And then secondly, you know, I always kind of look at the run-pass ratio.
Yes.
And I thought I think we had about 160 rushing, 260 passing. And I'd like to see us, you know, we tried to establish more of the run, but then it also looks like we are a team that runs the ball by committee, because we had a bunch of guys who had a lot of touches, which is okay. I'm perfectly fine with that. If you got some guys in the stable, you know, let them all eat. But at the end of the day, you look at, you know, offense, defense, and special teams, it all kind of came together. And from guys who it was very difficult, like, okay, what's that guy's name? Who is that? You know, we got 54 new players, if you will.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of returning players. And so all in all, you know, I think the Wahoos came out and did exactly what they were supposed to do.
So just to rehash some of the stats here, the run-pass ratio was 43 rushes to 36 pass attempts. 79 offensive plays, which is very healthy. I thought on first downs, Virginia had 23 first downs, and they gained over 450 yards in total offense.
Yep.
Overall, I thought it was plenty good, but you know what? None of it seemed astronomical or like a big deal, except for a couple of plays that Cam Ross and Trell Harris made. The rest of it just seemed workmanlike. Does that make sense? So
no,
yeah, but there's nothing wrong
totally
with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So in the old days, that's all George Welsh wanted. He didn't want anybody to star per se. He just wanted people. Let's move the ball down the field. Let's control the clock. Let's win the game. And then we'll shake hands and we'll get ready for the next game, right?
Yeah, I think your ball control. Yeah. Ball control is essential.
Right.
Well, I don't know that this team is ball control. I thought Xavier Brown looked good at times. Jamari Taylor surprised me with his after contact yards gained, because he's not a big guy. I stood right next to him. What is he, 5'9"? Now, he is muscle. There's a lot of muscle there. But weren't you impressed with his yards after contact?
Yeah, absolutely. So you have a guy like that come out of North Carolina Central, I believe, and overlooked, I guess. I love the kids with the chip on their shoulder. You know, when they say, hey, guys, I think I can play at a higher level. And then you get in the portal and you get and then you have this particular opportunity, and you go out there and show them and prove everybody wrong. You say, oh, you're too small, or whatever that might be. Well, you saw, you know, yards after contact, and he's initiating the contact. And, you know, what we were always taught as running backs, you know, you lunge, you try to get that extra yard, you put your hand in the dirt, spring, try to get as many yards as possible. He's a tough out. You know, you better have that chin strap buckle pretty tightly, because that guy is going to bring it. And so yeah, he showed his toughness. He showed his speed. He can get outside. And so, yeah, I was impressed with him, but I like his moxie. Yes. I like what the kid brings.
You know, one thing I'm a little concerned about, and I know they don't want to show certain looks and schemes and formations in the first game, because they have a very important game coming up against NC State down in Raleigh this coming Saturday at high noon. But I don't understand, why can't they get the ball to the back on a quick flare pass and take advantage of all that open space out there? Somehow when Virginia throws it out wide, there's two guys waiting almost every time. And am I missing something there?
No, I you know, it's a great observation. And so I just got to go back to the good old days. And I remember always coming back to the huddle, looking Don Majkowski in the face, dude, check down, dude, I'm wide open, look for me. And you go, oh, Papa Who, man, no, I didn't see you. I didn't see you. It's like, oh, yes, you did, dude. You look right at me, dude. Quarterback like to throw the ball.
Well, you know, that's one of a multitude of options, because clearly our wide receivers are really good.
And I will say this, and I've said this in the last week's presser with Coach Elliott. I asked him about the wideouts specifically, and I don't know why I threw the comment in there, but I did. I said, you know, Coach Elliott had talked about how important the running game was for the team and how that was going to be, you know, the key to victory and all this. I said, with all due respect, I think your wide receivers are going to be the ones that determine what your one-loss record is this year.
And you also have a quarterback that likes to throw the football.
Well, he's clearly a good thrower. I hope. Yeah. Now, Antonio, you being in Charlottesville, what are you hearing about Chandler Morris's left shoulder, the UVA quarterback that got hurt in the second half?
Yeah. So first, I think you and I made the comment, like, you need to be sliding. You need to get down, dude.
Yeah, get down.
You know, especially when it was at 35-0 by then.
Yeah.
And so
slide when you're up five,
like,
touchdowns.
Anything else? I'm sorry to talk over you. Anything else, though? I mean, he's right there at the goal line, and so to tell an athlete and a competitor to slide, not going to happen. They're going to try to get in.
No, I think he smelled pay dirt, as they say. He wanted to get in the end zone.
Listen, he's no Brennan Armstrong or Don Majkowski. He's just not big enough.
Right.
No, but he still wanted to score the touch.
Yeah, maybe.
I think for sure.
I think he needs to
answer your question. Yeah, to answer your question, we haven't heard anything. I haven't heard anything in terms of diagnosis on what is. Hopefully he'll be available to play against NC State. It's definitely a bigger, a stronger opponent, a step up in weight class, if you will. And so it'd be great.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Great to have them. We're keeping our fingers crossed.
Well, the good news is it's his left shoulder, and yes, he's a right-handed thrower. So hopefully if they can properly bandage. Bobby, you could speak to that. What do you think about a shoulder injury? Can they tape that up somehow?
Well, certainly, you know, being his non-passing shoulder, that's excellent.
He's going to be sliding this week.
Yeah.
You bet.
You better believe it.
And Antonio, you know, what about, you know, when more running backs play, do you feel like the more touches one running back gets, the better feel for the game and his offensive line? Did you feel that way when you were playing, or, you know, that platooning, does that have some detriment?
Well, I don't know if it has a detriment or not, but I know if Barry Word broke off a 30-yard run, I'm breaking off a 30-yard run. You know what I mean?
Right.
If Howard Petty, you know, runs the guy over and, you know, is running hard and tough, I'm going to be running hard and tough. And so, you know, iron sharpens iron. We hear that all the time in regards. So we're talking about competing and competition, and you always want the best for all your guys, you know, whoever you're competing against. But I will tell you this, we're watching, it's like, oh man, B-Word just run, you know, he broke off a 30-yard run. Oh, I'm going to have to, oh, somebody just scored. I'm going to have to score. And so it brings that type of competition to the, to the table.
I like
and
that.
So, but in terms of touches, I know for me, the more touches I got, I felt like you get into the flow of the game, especially when you get into the fourth quarter, because now you know, how the defense is kind of treating you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but at the end of the day, for me, you know, being competitive, and I'm going to try to do the best I can to put pressure on the guys who are chasing me and vice versa.
Antonio, how do you feel the offensive line performed on Saturday?
So I would give them a B+. I thought, especially in the fourth quarter, so you look at it and say, hey, you just lean on them, and you lean on that defense, and then all of a sudden, you know, the running game starts to take more shape because those guys are getting tired. And I felt like they were a little small too up front defensively, but I think in the late third, fourth quarter, I thought we played better. So for me, I say, can we impose our will? Can we push people around and say, hey, we're going to run it. It's a running situation, it's a running down, or it's a passing down. We're going to go out and do what we want to do, regardless of what you guys are trying to do to us.
And you know, sorry, go ahead.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I saw glimpses of that.
Yeah, and you know, Tony talked about having teams, right? You know, having three teams of offensive linemen, so keep everybody fresh. Same with the defense. I mean, seems like that makes good sense.
Well, you know, a lot of people have looked at the two deep since it was released last Tuesday. And interestingly enough, one of the things I noticed from Tuesday till Saturday was the fact that there were a slew of guys that changed their numbers, which, man, that was throwing me off. Particularly James Jackson, who recovered the fumble. James Jackson was number 7 on Tuesday and number 1 on Saturday, which you know, in the old days, guys used to pick a number and they played that number their whole career.
Maybe that's to confuse the opposition.
Well, now you got 2 or 3 players with the same number.
Well, some on offense and some on defense. Yeah. All right, listen, we've had a wonderful time with Antonio Rice tonight, and Antonio played 82 through 86, and
yep.
was a marvelous running back, and we look forward to having you back later in the season to compare the progress of this team as they develop some chemistry.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You got it. Looking forward to it.
Antonio, thank you very much. We'll be back after these messages with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report with Dr. Boyd Rawls. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888. Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Summer has been brutal. If your air conditioning didn't keep up, now is the time to act. The federal tax credits are going away soon. Let James Rivera help you double down on this with their hot summer sale. Get up to a $2,000 match on the tax credit and a free 10-year warranty on any system. These new machines are ultra-efficient, wildly comfortable, and have special financing. Call now to set up a free home assessment to see how much you can save. Call or click jamesriverair.com.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank, and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This year marks 25 years of the legendary Acura MDX, America's best-selling three-row luxury SUV of all time.
Every MDX is built with Acura's commitment to precision-crafted performance, where luxury meets exhilarating drive.
Right now at Crown Acura Richmond, discover special offers on the MDX and the entire Acura lineup.
For more information, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
You don't succeed in life by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildrip is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award.
Whether it's moving to a new home or office, optimizing your logistics, or managing your workplace, trust Hildrip.
Schedule your free appointment online at Hildrip.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildrip. A world in motion.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Season 17, show number 2 on Labor Day. We're here on Labor Day working. You got that, Dr. Call? We're working on Labor Day.
Yeah, we're not in Florida having a big time.
But hopefully the doctors in Charlottesville are working to get Chandler Morris ready for action on Saturday at noon. What do you gentlemen think about his left shoulder injury?
Thank goodness it was his left shoulder.
That's right, not his throwing hand.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, he clearly dropped down as a running back would and led with his shoulder. Now, I will tell you, the best running backs stay even Steven and then veer off. He being a quarterback, once he made that cut inside the 10-yard line, he was committed. You know, he was like the pig. He was committed at that point. So I will tell you the reason it happened is he saw the goal line. I will also tell you he had no business trying to go for the goal line, and I was stunned, absolutely stunned. When he got inside the 15 and started accelerating towards the goal line, I said, what is he doing? Some defensive back is going to tee off.
You know, what we always talk about in basketball is time and score.
Yeah.
And you're up 35-0 as the number one quarterback. You got to think, hey, I'm going to be a little conservative with how I go down.
But you know what took? You know what happened?
Yeah.
His body took over.
Yeah.
And it was pure reaction. He wasn't thinking. All he did, he saw a goal line and said, I'm going to get there.
He was thinking about that stat sheet. But you know, he wanted a touchdown.
Nothing about the stat sheet. It's like the kid in the backyard playing pickup football.
Yeah,
he sees the goal line.
Yeah.
And, you know, instinctually, that's good. You know, I will also tell you this.
Unless you're the only quarterback, you know.
Well, you're the only quarterback with experience on the team.
Right.
Now, so, Bobby, did you ever have a shoulder issue? And how do they treat that? And can they tape it up or try to protect it some way?
No, I think I caused a lot of shoulder injuries.
Well, good. Good for you.
I didn't have any. But, yeah, I mean, you can definitely protect it a little bit as long as it, you know, you can get your arm up to deflect a pass if you're defensive back or whatnot. And tackle, you got to be able to tackle. I think I broke my wrist once and, you know, during the game and finally came out when only one arm went up to tackle somebody.
Well, he just needs to take snaps, hand off, and throw the ball with his right hand. Will he be okay with that?
That might be tough.
They have a harness, Hobo. You've seen these harnesses.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do they have extra protection?
They're going to put extra padding in there, and they're going to tell him to slide on every run.
And you think it may have just been a bruise, not a...
I think it's a bad bruise.
You know what is going to happen? It's going to be... Let's protect him, number one. Let's throw. If he's going to throw, throw quickly. And number three, let's run the ball. Right? Tony's going to say, we got to have to run this ball against NC State if we're going
to
win.
Well, the fear would be if he were to get sacked and have people fall on him.
Yeah.
That could further injure it. So we got to really protect the quarterback this
week.
Yeah,
listen, they have to protect him every week.
Especially so when he's already hurt.
Here's the thing with it. This young man. First off, it says here in the stats, on the 2-deep chart, Chandler Moore is 6 feet, 192. That's generous. I don't think he's anywhere near 192. I think he's more like 182 or 83 to 85, maximum. I'll also tell you this. He's not built like a linebacker or a running back. He's built like a medium frame QB. Now, I'll also say this. He's a smart kid. I talked to him quite a long time down in Charlotte. He is very bright. He will adapt. All right? He also knows this team can get him to the promised land. He knows Trell Harris played on Saturday night with tight hamstrings. You know, and he still got 80
yards.
Well,
equally important, and I'm not sure, but it looks like there's a big drop-off between quarterback 1 and 2.
Yes, that's not what I'm getting at. I'm trying to explain to you the motivation for him to do everything he's got to do to be ready for this game coming up in NC State.
Yeah.
He has a chance. He really does. He has a chance now to grab some limelight because Virginia is going to sneak up on everybody this year. And if they win this game, they could easily be 4-0 going into the Florida State game, which would be a big deal on that Friday night. So my point is, he's playing for a job in the NFL, and he knows it. All right, we're going to leave it there. Stay with us. We're going to go to break here. Air board op is fired up. He's ready to go. He wants to go to break.
Well, his wife just came in. That's why.
Well, that distracts him every time. Every time. Megan's here. All right.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth. You don't succeed in life, business, or on the field by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildrip is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award. Wherever life takes you, you can trust Hildrip.
There's no flag on this play.
Schedule your free quote online at Hildrip.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildrip, a world in motion.
Summer has been brutal. If your air conditioning didn't keep up, now is the time to act. The federal tax credits are going away soon. Let James River Air help you double down on this with their hot summer sale. Get up to a $2,000 match on the tax credit and a free 10-year warranty on any system. These new machines are ultra-efficient, wildly comfortable, and have special financing. Call now to set up a free home assessment to see how much you can save. Call or click jamesriverair.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, thesaber.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners. Advancing medicines to improve lives.
Who's Talking? Season 17 with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Season 17, shockingly, and this is show number 2, Labor Day special. Wahoo's coming off big win. Let's go through the ACC quickly. We've got former UVA defensive back Bobby Call sitting here. Bobby, Virginia covered. The spread was 12.5, and Virginia outscored Coastal 48-7.
I would say covered and then some.
Yes.
Yeah, they weren't challenged, so we're not sure exactly how good they are. But right. We know they got good athletes.
They know we're big, much bigger.
Much bigger, more depth.
And
tougher.
I think faster.
And yeah. faster.
Good yeah. speed.
Yep.
Stanford lost at Hawaii, which was very disappointing. Then they had an off weekend this past weekend. Duke crushed Elon 45-17. I'm a little surprised Elon got 17 points. But
when did they get them? The second half? Sometimes
I didn't take
your first line troops out.
I didn't see the game, but the spread was 34.5 points. They didn't cover.
No.
Georgia Tech beat Colorado, and I did see some of that game. And you got to admit, the coach at Georgia Tech has it going on.
Yeah.
He's a former line coach. He knows what he's doing. They won 27-20.
Yeah, that's a win on the road against a legitimate team.
And Georgia Tech was favored, so they won handily. NC State won 24-17 versus East Carolina at home.
NC State, they did not
cover. The spread was 14 points. What do you make?
I think their quarterback looks pretty daggone good, you know, and they got some speed in the backfield, speed in the wide receivers. So the question will be, can we contest them up front?
Well, East Carolina, you know, that's anytime East Carolina plays Carolina or NC State, that's a big game for the Pirates because they feel like they're not respected by State and Carolina. So a win's a win. I'm sure North Carolina.
But when your nickname is Pirates, come on.
Hey, what about my Pittsburgh Pirates? You know, we had a good team 4 decades ago.
So it didn't tell us a whole lot. I'm not sure we learned a whole lot other than we got to play to win.
All right, BC and Cal both won their games handily. Clemson lost at home to LSU. That was the game that surprised me. I thought Clemson would find a way to win that game.
There's a decent chance both of those teams make the 12-team playoff.
Oh, I do. I think so, but I am surprised Clemson didn't hold serve at home.
Yeah, especially at home, big crowd. Yeah.
LSU found a way to win.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Florida State whipped Alabama with the former quarterback from BC, Tommy Castellanos, and you knew he was dangerous. I guarantee you. Everybody in the ACC is back looking at film of Castellanos when he played at BC because Florida State now is dangerous.
Absolutely.
Amen.
All right. Yep. Syracuse lost against Tennessee. That was a neutral site contest. Tennessee 45-26. Tennessee is ranked number 25th in the nation going into the game. Maybe Syracuse just isn't that good. Louisville beat Eastern Kentucky 51-17, Pitt crushed Duquesne, SMU crushed East Texas, Carolina is about to play TCU, and TCU is favored by 3.5. I think Carolina wins the game. What do you think?
Well, some people think Belichick's the best coach ever, so he ought to be able to put together a game plan, I would think.
He's got a few Super Bowls, that's for sure.
Well, they're going to have a sellout stadium.
Yeah.
So
they'll have the advantage.
Look, the big experiment begins tonight. If you throw $50 million at something, can you fix it? Right?
TCU's been good, too.
The Horned Frogs, what they were in the national title game, what, 2 or 3 years ago?
Yeah.
We used to call them the Horny Frogs. All right. Miami beat Notre Dame. And let me tell you something. Carson Beck, he gets the last laugh because now he is on everybody's watch list for the Heisman. I think Miami is a team to watch. They might be finally getting over the hump, and the recruiting and the hype is finally paying off.
Well, the fact of the matter is it was a good week for the two Florida ACC teams,
yes.
Florida State and Miami.
Yes. Wake beat Kennesaw State.
Barely.
10-9. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What, is that a baseball game? The VPI Fighting Gobblers lost. They played a tough opponent. South Carolina's tough.
Yeah, I thought they played well. I watched the whole game. The defense played well. They just—they obviously had a special teams breakdown on the punt return and gave up a long touchdown pass other than that. But
the offense never generated a TD, did it?
No, and they got in the red zone. You know, Drones, early in the first half, he made a real bad mistake because he just threw the ball into the end zone and it was picked off. So that was a certain field goal that they gave up. So
he sure can run the ball, and he can throw the ball.
He's like 6'4", 6'5", about 240.
He's a big man.
Yeah,
all right.
He's fast.
All right, so looking in this week, UVA is at State. big game, high noon. I believe it's on the ACC network this coming
Saturday. I think it's
Saturday.
ESPN2.
Is it ESPN2?
Yeah.
Well, they may have moved it. Duke is playing Illinois at home. Illinois is receiving points or is giving points. Duke is a three-point underdog. I think Duke is going to surprise Illinois and win that game. Carolina plays Charlotte, which I don't understand that game at all. Clemson, Troy, Miami versus Bethune-Cookman. That's a relaxed game. Georgia Tech versus Gardner-Webb. And Georgia Tech is a dangerous team this year.
Yeah, they're really good. Well coached.
Louisville plays James Madison.
Kind of interesting because of the Virginia flavor there.
Yes, yeah. I think JMU, although they're receiving 14.5 points, they might be able to keep it tighter than that.
I think you're right.
Louisville's good this year, though. We'll see.
VPI plays Vandy, so the Gobblers get a second chance at redemption here.
That's a really big game for Tech.
In Blacksburg.
They have to win that game.
I think so. Pitt is playing Central Michigan. Who cares?
Are they, the Chippewas? What is Central Michigan?
Yeah, they're nobody. Florida State versus East Texas A&M. I didn't know they existed. Southern Methodist plays Baylor. That's a good game. And SMU is favored by 3 points. Got to watch SMU. That quarterback is winning. Wake is playing Western Carolina. BC is first Michigan State. That's an interesting game. That game is up there in Michigan. It's interesting to see if BC can stay close. Cal plays Texas Southern, and Stanford is playing BYU, which is a very interesting game. And as we learned today, the ACC fined Florida State $50,000 because their fans stormed the field after they beat Alabama.
Right. They're probably happy to pay that $50,000, because they got a big win over the Crimson Tide.
Well, they can just take it out of Norvell's salary.
I know.
All right.
Bobby, what about that Virginia defense?
Yes.
We haven't talked enough about the defense, and I thought they played well. Again, maybe it was just a situation where it was an overmatched Coastal Carolina team.
I think it was a little bit of that, but what I was very impressed with was where the defensive backs at UVA. They played tight. They're fast.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay per listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide.
based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
They can tackle. And you look at the height. We got two that are 6'4", two that are 6 feet. So, and we don't even have Anthony Clary back yet. So I was very impressed with the defensive backs. Now, granted, you know, if there's not a defensive rush on the passer, somebody's going to get open sometime. But I like the D-backs. Compared to what we've had previously, I think we're in good shape this year.
Still not getting as much pressure on the quarterback as we would like. Frank said we had one sack late in the game.
Yeah.
And that's against an overmatched opponent. You would think we would have gotten more pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah, and, you know, we won't have to stunt.
They did hit the opposing quarterback as he threw on a couple of occasions, and one of them caused the interception by the young man from Matoaka, Ethan Minter.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. How disappointing is that to run one back for a touchdown and have a flag and have it called back?
That would be painful. Very painful. As a defensive player, yeah, you only get so many chances.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just happy for Ethan Minter. It's his second year at UVA, and he's starting. And let me tell you something. I watched him during the game. He was always in the right position. I think Minter is very smart. He knows where he's supposed to be in these defensive schemes. And I think Rudzinski, the defensive coordinator, really likes him because...
Now, is he playing corner or safety?
Safety.
You know, one thing I always felt was, you know, you get a sense of what's going on in the game, and you have this intuition when the ball's coming your way and not as a defender. I mean, that's how I always played. And, you know, most of the time it was right. So you get a sense of, all right, where do I need to be on this play?
So it should be pointed out, Minter is the only second-year player listed in the starting lineup on Saturday's game.
Wow.
All of the rest are grad students or seniors.
Yeah.
And so that tells you something about Rudzinski's trust in him, that he put him back there.
You know, what it also tells you is it's the era of NIL and portal. You're going to have more and more graduate students and upperclassmen. Yep.
And, you know, Tony talked about the middle eight being important, right? The last 4 minutes of the first half, the first 4 minutes of the second half. I think, you know, we got to embrace that, and we got to play well during those.
How much of a difference is a healthy Cam Robinson? What does he do to the defense?
You know, I'm amazed how well they played without him. But when he's there, he brings everybody's game up, no doubt about it.
Well, he can erase mistakes.
Yeah. But everybody plays better when he's there, I would
say.
Well,
look, everybody loves a fast linebacker, okay? Much less a fast linebacker with good instincts. What Robinson can do, he played last year like 5 or 6, 7 games injured and still had good stats. Now, this team, if he can come back and get somewhere near 90% healthy with that collarbone, who knows what he can do? You don't need him necessarily for collisions. You need him to catch a running back that's trying to break through the line where someone made a mistake, or catch a quarterback before he gets near a first down marker, or, you know, get out there in the flat and tackle a receiver when they run up like a bubble screen.
So he's an outside linebacker.
Or make a defensive
play. But no, he plays all over the place because he's so fast.
And you can break up passes or intercept like he did last year.
Yeah, because he can like do it all. 6'4", 6'5", right? Is he pretty tall?
No, he's about 6'2 and a half, but he's fast. Listen, there are...
And he's smart.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, it's what we used to say in basketball. You can't coach 7 feet, and in football, you can't coach speed.
Yeah.
You either have it or you don't.
Amen to that. Now, our special team play was excellent. We did talk a little bit about that. Daniel Sparks.
He is amazing.
He
I was watching him
ball.
At halftime practicing punts. He was kicking the ball 75 yards.
Yeah.
Well, he had a few that he uncorked.
Yeah.
But what's amazing, and I don't like this. This is one of my bugaboos. I don't want the punter also doubling as the kickoff specialist.
Although he kicks it,
but
it is a heck of a foot.
You need good punts more than you need, you know, the kickoffs. You got to find somebody with a kicking
who can put it into the end zone.
Every one of his kickoffs was a touchback. So
if he gets tired and it's late in the game against State and his leg is shot, what are you going to do?
Well, I'll be happy if he has to kick it off 7 or 8 times.
That's right.
Because that means we're scoring.
That's right.
Believe it or not, folks, there is no alcohol in the studio. All right. We are going to go to break here. We come back on this side. We're going to cover the Olympic sports and talk about sort of a last ditch preview of the NC State game. Stay with us. Who's Talking? We'll continue.
Summer has been brutal. If your air conditioning didn't keep up, now is the time to act. The federal tax credits are going away soon. Let James Rivera help you double down on this with their hot summer sale. Get up to a $2,000 match on the tax credit and a free 10-year warranty on any system. These new machines are ultra-efficient, wildly comfortable, and have special financing. Call now to set up a free home assessment to see how much you can save. Call or click jamesriverair.com.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
Visit Crown Acura Richmond today and experience 25 years of MDX innovation in motion. Crown Acura Richmond, luxury performance legacy.
At Crown Acura Richmond, you're more than a customer. You're part of our family. Award-winning service and a dedicated team.
Enjoy a stress-free buying experience with transparent pricing, flexible financing, and the confidence of Acura certified service.
For more info, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447. Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. I tried to pull over the entire studio board here, and a couple of things almost fell on top of me.
Nobody's questioning your strength.
Good gracious.
And attraction.
Everything was moving at one time. I was like, why are these computer monitors coming at me?
I know.
All right.
The crisis of live radio when you have chaos in the studio.
We've had so much fun with the football team winning their opening game in convincing fashion.
Yeah, we're in a good mood. That's
why. Great mood.
Festive.
Let's run through some Olympic news here before we talk about the NC State game at noon Saturday. Men's soccer unfortunately lost to George Mason this past week. They're now 2-1.
Did you read about what happened in that game?
No.
Oh, my goodness. There was like 15 cards in that game. Yellow cards, red cards, blue cards. And Virginia played almost the entire second half without a full complement of players.
So we got hosed.
Well, something was happening.
That's
up there.
What happens when you play on the road up there at Fairfax County.
Yes.
All right, women's soccer, they beat Charlotte. They tied Georgetown over the weekend. They're 4-0-1, and the Georgetown game finished 1-1, and that's the first goal the women have given up all year. Volleyball started this week with three contests and won them all. They beat Georgetown, GW, and Howard. Field hockey beat Penn State University, so they start 1-0. The cross-country team, both men and women, won the Spider Invitational.
I think they're
10 or 12 teams that participate in that,
yes.
So it's a bunch. And, you know, I always point this out, men's soccer, this coming Friday we play Virginia Tech, so that'll be the first point in the Commonwealth Clash for this academic year. And the women's soccer team plays Penn State on Thursday. Looks like that's at Clockner, but it's going to be on the ACC network, so you can watch it on TV. And interesting, the men's golf team, and I've seen them ranked as high as second in one poll.
Oh, my goodness. And Virginia is the only team, I think, in the country with two preseason All-Americans.
Right. So, but they're out. Good for them. They're out at Pebble Beach playing this week in the Walker Cup. So,
yeah, they went really deep in the tournament, the golf tournament.
Yeah, they lost the championship match against, what, Oklahoma State? Was that who we played?
And I think the Cavaliers are positioned to be a force not only this year but in the next couple of years.
Yeah, that's something we should have the coach on. We've had him on before.
Bowen Sargent.
But we need to have him on because he's done a heck of a job with that program.
It's a good thing I know who the coach is. All right.
I knew he was a sergeant. We're going to promote him to lieutenant if he wins the national title.
All right. All right, let's get back to the game. The big game, the Cavaliers travel down to Raleigh, North Carolina this coming Friday night. Big game Saturday at midday. I don't like the 12 o'clock kickoff, even though it is not technically a non-conference game. Let's face it. These two teams know each other as conference opponents. This is a conference game. I don't care what they call it.
Why do they do that? I know they only we got nine games against ACC opponents for some reason.
Both schools determined it was easier to do this than, you know, play VMI. Okay?
Well, it's all right. A more legitimate game. That's true.
Well, I think it's going to be a fascinating game. You know, NC State does not have that triple threat receiver, runner, option stud, that kid, Kevin Concepcion, KC. He took NIL money and left NC State. I don't know how they can be as dangerous with him playing for someone else. He was their whole offense last year, and if you saw them play, particularly against Carolina at the end of the season, that guy, he was the star of the game. But, Bobby, your thoughts on the big game?
Yeah, well, I saw a little bit of the NC State game versus ECU, and I tell you, that quarterback's got some real speed. They've got some speed at running back and a receiver who's very fast. So I think your containment is going to be key. This is where our defensive line really needs to show up,
Which is arguably the strongest part of the team. The Cavaliers finally have depth and talent all the way across the defensive line. And Saturday night, one of the things I noticed, the backup defensive end, and I'm looking for his name right now, where is this guy's name?
Well, while Frank's looking it up, Bobby,
I got it.
You got it?
Kazeem Moore. Number six, they tried to run a backside screen pass. He jumped up there, almost intercepted the ball. He would have taken it to the house. The other player that showed excellent results throughout the game was Daniel Rickert, number 52, a 6'2", 232-pound. He's playing the bandit position, which is essentially a linebacker, outside linebacker. And he was in for Melton, who was out for whatever reason. Rickert was all over the field. And, you know, if Melton doesn't get busy, he's going to lose that starting gig. I liked Jason Hammond. Also liked Anthony Britton, number 55. Britton was all over when he was in the game, subbing in for Jameer Carter. I think Jameer's been there 6 years. Anthony Britton, who is 6'3", 317, was knocking people down.
Well, this is clearly what I would call an opportunity game. If you get down to Raleigh and win this game, you got a great chance to win the next two.
Yep.
That would really set up quite a match in Charlottesville when you play Florida State.
Give us a prediction.
Absolutely. I think we're going to win by a touchdown. I think it's going to be somewhat of a, you know, offensive-defensive game. I think we're going to show up on defense in the end and win it by seven.
I'll take that.
I'm going to stick. I like that. I like that. You've got a good feel for this game. All right. Next week.
Yeah, tell
I'm
us trying, who's on next week.
I'm trying, Hubba.
Next
week. Next week's show, we've got Mark Verica, the former UVA QB, Billy McMullen, arguably UVA's best wide receiver ever in terms of total production, and we have Dr. Kwadwo Owusu-Achal from Ortho Virginia. It will be a great show. So Mark Verica, Billy McMullen, and Dr. O. Thank you, Bobby Cole,
thank
for
you.
Joining us tonight.
Yeah, appreciate having you here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good job.
Good job. We'll
right
be back
on.
6 o'clock next Monday, as always. Go Hoos.
Go Hoos. Go Hoos. Go Hoos, baby.
All right, let's do it. Who's talking? Season 16 with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7, Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.